Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, Learning is the Only Thing, Four Keys to Becoming a Wildly Profitable Information Publisher. Learning is the only thing the mind never exhausts, never fears, and never regrets, said Leonardo da Vinci. And whenever you have a business of your own, you need to look for ways to create interest and through people that you have built relationships with that are buying from you. You need to have them think of you as a long-term consultant for them. So let's get to the truth out. Information publishing is one of the best businesses in the world. And when it comes to online businesses, well, nothing else comes close. As Michael Masterson, AKA Mark Ford, and I wrote in our number one best-selling book, Changing the Channel, 12 Easy Ways to Millions for Your Business. Way back in 2008, the internet was completely and permanently changed the way the marketing and business works. So, what we are talking about is how to utilize the internet as an online marketing tool for your business. So, everything moves faster and faster. Everything is interconnected. Companies with their customers, customers with the media with the customers, and customers with other customers. This is important for you to understand because if you are selling any information online, well, guess what? You are an information publisher. Anytime you write a blog or you do anything that's an article, whether it's on e-zine articles, you are a publisher. And unless you're writing the next Harry Potter book, one, product probably won't make you rich. Instead, you need to focus your efforts on creating multiple products, including some that you sell at a premium price, which is exactly what the major players like Agora, Boardroom, Weiss, and so many others do to ensure a steady stream of revenue. And what we're talking about here is creating multiple streams of income that you can take your one product that may be a newsletter, and you can repurpose it into a case study, a full-blown program with different modules and activities, and you can also parlay that into offering long-term coaching programs, especially in your niche, where you have someone who is looking for a way to break into that market. So, create back-end offers. Most of the world's most successful information marketers all have one thing in common. They set up sales funnels. That means they draw people in with the low price offers and then sell more products and more expensive products to their existing customers. That's the back end offers. So what we're talking about here, and you've seen it in retail where it was called bait and switch, but what it is you have a lead-in product that may be a small, low-end price product, but it's always that once you've established that relationship, then you can create that back-end higher priced product. Simply put, it's a lot easier to sell something else to an existing customer than it is to find and persuade a new customer to buy something. And that means you should create a myriad of related offers to sell to your customer base. Example, let's suppose you sell marketing information with a focus on traffic generation. You might start with a simple $10 product that teaches people how to use Facebook to pull in traffic. Then you might offer items like a series of other $10, $20 products about other social media techniques, $47 products about search engine optimization, a $97 product that covers offline tactics, a $500 home study course that covers most of the major traffic generation tactics, in-depth, and so on. Did you see how we did it? We started in with a low-end introductory product. Then as you introduce each new product, you were able to increase your price, and it talked about a different tactic. So let's reiterate. First, you have your $10 product or your $20 products about other social media techniques. Then you have your $47 product about search engine optimization. Then you have a $97 product that covers offline tactics. And then you move into your high-end $500 home study course that covers most major traffic generation tactics in depth. And as you can see, what this is showing you how you can market your products as in a global economy with the use of the internet. Vary the format. In addition to providing related offers to your customers, you should also vary the format as these products. You may offer products like ebooks, reports, multi-part e-courses, membership sites, teleclasses, online workshops, videos, audios, offline workshops. The reason for varying the format is twofold. First, different formats tend to have different perceived values, meaning you can charge more. For example, you can generally sell a video for more money than an ebook, simply because the video has a higher perceived value. Okay. You understand what we're talking about is the perceived value in your customer and the time spent putting it together. The second reason for varying the format is because people learn in different ways. Some prefer to read, some prefer to listen, some prefer hands-on learning, and some prefer to watch a video. Also, some prefer to get all the information at once, while others prefer you to spoon it out to them. As such, varying the format helps you attract different types of customers, command premium prices. This is a biggie. There are several ways to command premium prices for your products, including offering them in a format with a high perceived value, such as videos, workshops, personal training, or physical products, offering and advanced courses, creating a unique selling proposition or USP that allows you to command premium prices. Example, a doctor can likely charge more for how to cure migraine products than a marketer who doesn't have the same level of expertise and credibility. Now, here's another way to get a premium price. License your content to other marketers. That means you allow other marketers to resell your content and keep all the products, the profits. Why would you do this? Two reasons. You can make cash fast. That's because a product that sells for $100 to your customers could sell for $1,000 if you include resell rights and sell it to other marketers. What I'm going to do is back up here, and I'm going to show you what we're talking about when we're talking about how you can make cash fast. Have you ever seen authorized dealers in the cell phone market, like Verizon licenses out to authorized dealers who are their resellers for their cell phones? And if you ever go into the reseller as opposed to the corporate office, what will happen is they purchase their products from Verizon or whatever company they're authorized with, whether it's Sprint or any other company, and then they resell it to you. That is why when you go into a reseller with a cell phone company, they often want to get you to add a different line because they make money when you add that line into your bill. So here's also another thing to think about. You make residual income. If your product includes links to back-end offers, then you make more money on the back end. Indeed, you'll make more money on the back end than you do selling the product yourself, because now you'll have anywhere from 10 to 100 or more other marketers selling the product for you. And when you think about it, companies today start up every day. But what they do is they're no longer selling their products at retail price, where they're paying someone commission to go out and get the product in the store and hoping that someone will come by and buy that product. What they're doing is they are setting up websites and replicating websites with affiliates who do word-of-mouth advertising to friends, to family, to people they meet in the street. And that is how you are creating an additional income source for yourself. How you can, in essence, adjust all of your opportunities to do the things that you truly are looking for. So here's also another way to look at it. Create an inbox magazine. Now, this is the true secret weapon, because an inbox magazine is the catalyst that keeps the relationship going, that allows you to easily and successfully accomplish 1 to 3 above. Your inbox magazine, just like the one you are reading now, turns a list into the community. It allows you to bond with your community week after week by supplying them with free, useful, and actionable advice. This is what Agora does, Weiss does, Boardroom does, and what so many of today's hottest and most successful do to ensure business victory. This is the format that turns marketers into publishers. Remember, one product probably won't make you rich, but a sales funnel full of related offers is different formats from some of them with premium prices, all starting with your very own inbox magazine, will put you in the path of wealth. Like I always say, there is a real difference between doing something and doing something right. One thing you need to look at also is, do you have an autoresponder? And why do you want to have an autoresponder? Because with the autoresponder, that is how you keep connected to the people that you are trying to reach. And look for things that can help you grow your business long term. And think about how you can build some things that can help you. And let's look at how the fastest way to launch your information marketing business. So, to start your own information marketing business, is to launch, let's back up. The single fastest way to launch your new information marketing business is by hosting your own teleseminar series. A teleseminar consists of a phone call in which you, or perhaps you and a guest, talk into a phone and your audience is able to listen in on the conversation by dialing in. By putting 4 to 6 teleseminars together, you create a teleseminar series. And one thing about the teleseminar series is this: you can take it and you can put it together in a way that if they're not, that they pay to take the course, and if they, and then they can get the audio to listen to over and over again. Or if they don't take part in the course when it's actually on, that you can use it as a marketing tool to sell down the road. So here's why teleseminars are so powerful. First, your initial marketing investment can be low. You create a simple flyer to promote your teleseminar series, and you circulate it to your contacts and any other list you might have. The low cost of this marketing allows you to price your teleseminar series inexpensively, perhaps even for only $99 for registration. Even if you get only 10 to 20 registrants at $99, you're making money immediately. Just 15 customers at $99 is $1,485. The best part of the teleseminar series is the fact that you're recording it. Thus, when it's complete, you can turn it into a product that you can sell many times over. If your teleseminar comprises 5 weekly, 1-hour modules, the recordings become a 5-CD home study course. Selling your teleseminar series with a low $99 price also allows you to maximize registrants and increase the opportunity to generate positive testimonials. When you add the testimonials to the product marketing, you can price your home study program for $495 or even $995. So through your teleseminar, your 15 registrants will have paid you a total of $1,400. $85 to create a product you'll be able to sell for many years at a price of $495 or more. So, can you see now how you can repurpose products to help put you exactly where you want to be financially? In just be having a strategy on using information to market yourself and your product, things that people are always hungering for and always looking to learn, because more and more people are working from home. They are looking for a way to learn about strategies, things that they can learn to use to incorporate into their business. The other benefit of teleseminars is they're scheduled in advance and you've made a commitment to deliver them. It's not too much for you to get done on a weekly basis. And within a few weeks, your information product is created. So it's a great way to pace yourself and get your product created. It's not so much work that you are overwhelmed, and it's not so slow that your product never gets created. Let's review the benefits of using a teleseminar series to launch your business. First, it's inexpensive to create. Next, it motivates you to take action because the clock is ticking. You're booked it on the calendar. You've got people coming to your teleseminar, so you need to be there with content. When you finish your series, you have a product that you can sell for many years. Creating a teleseminar series immediately launches your business, so you go from zero to getting started very quickly. This is the beauty of a teleseminar series, because you book it on a calendar. All of a sudden, it gets done. You've made that commitment to yourself and to your customers that you're going to create the series. Everything moves faster because you're facing a deadline. Now, there's a downside to using a teleseminar series to launch your new information marketing business. Teleseminars don't support a very high price. Just like a book, it doesn't matter how great your teleseminar is. You can charge too much. For instance, you could write a book on the cheapest, most effective ways to market an online business. It could be 350 some pages long with a wealth of terrific information in it, but it doesn't matter how good the book is. The public perceives the price can be only $20 to $25. Thus, the publisher puts a price of $22.95 on it, which becomes $15 or so on Amazon. The format of a book supports a price of only $20 to $25 maximum. It's the same with teleseminars. While they're a great way to launch your information marketing business, the format forces you to charge a lower price than you could if you delivered some content to a seminar or other type of packaging. While teleseminars don't support as high pricing as the other product packaging, it's still a great way to launch your information marketing business because it makes you be more committed to an eager audience of customers on a reasonable schedule of product creation. Thus, you create your product on schedule and you get the business launched more quickly than any other technique. So, what we've been doing is talking about some ways that can help put you and your business as offering information technology to help people build their business. And what this also does is help you to become known as an expert in your field. So, what I wanted to do also is talk about why you want to build an information marketing business and some of the advantages that it has for you. So, let's take a look at very quickly at some of these advantages and how it can benefit you. It replaces manual labor by multiplying yourself and leveraging what you know. Whether you're working for someone else or you're a professional selling your services by the hour or by the job, you're being paid for what you produce. The moment you stop producing, you stop getting paid. Buyers of your information products will buy more. The people who buy your information product will buy other information products from you, whether they're products you create yourself or products you license from others. You can also partner with other information marketers to sell their products and pay them to create products for you. Once you find a customer who wants information about a particular subject, that customer will continue to buy information from you on that subject. A small amount of interaction with buyers is possible. One of the best things about the information marketing business is that very few customers insist on coming to your business location to buy your products. So, as you can see, some of the things that we have been talking about can help you grow your business. So, few staff members are necessary. The information marketing business is a terrific business because you don't need a lot of people to run it. Many information marketers have no employees and instead pay an independent contractor to help maintain the customer database, ship products, and handle customer questions. It takes just a small investment to get started. The information marketing business doesn't require a lot of equipment, fancy offices, furniture, or multiple computers. So, what we have been doing is giving you some options on how you can build a good marketing strategy for creating a customer base for your products by creating information marketing through blogs, through teleseminars, through case studies, through home study programs. All of these are things that you can incorporate into your business that can help you go from making a small income to creating a high-end product back in sales. And I would like to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And we offer both individual or group coaching, and we have case studies, and we have newsletters that you can purchase.